You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Carly. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. So you're the first one to answer the question. What was the highlight of your weekend?
I'd say the highlight was probably last night. We were going to go watch Christmas lights, but we decided not to pay and just drive around first. And we ended up spending like 4 hours.
Yeah, that's fun. Wow. We do that with my kiddos every year. We go get our little peppermint mochas at Starbucks and go drive around and look at lights. It's kind of nice.
It's fun. Yeah.
We don't get the kids' mochas. We don't want them to be all jacked up. They get hot chocolate. What were you going to say?
I saw somebody posted a photo of this. It was almost like a house that was done up almost like the Griswolds, you know, just 10 billion lights. And then the house next to it just had a sign pointing to it that said ditto.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I think I would be the ditto house, probably. Carly, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready to roll?
Yeah, let's do it.
You can do it. Because I'm giving you something really sweet here to work with. Emphasis on the word sweet. When I say I'm looking for franchises, that means it needs to be one where there's more than one, right? Like if I said hamburger franchise, it's not going to be hamburger franchise, but if I said hamburger, I wouldn't be looking for just like a standalone mom and pop. It'd have to be a franchise, all right?
Okay.
So there's got to be more than one. In 10 seconds, I need five, I said sweet, donut franchises. Five different donut franchises. Ready and go.
Krispy Kreme, Dunkin' Donut, my gosh.
Oh, boy. It was two.
I might save that one for later.
Yeah, that one's kind of hard. Mm.
No, they're all over the place, man. And you know what I think?
Is Voodoo a franchise?
There's room. I say there's room for more.
Yeah. It's the best
Well, Carly, ever. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you had a fun weekend. Thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. There she goes. Line two, there is an evil Heather waiting to talk to us. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
Very similar. We went up to look at Christmas lights up in Fort Collins at the Spring Creek Trail. So that was really fun.
What makes that one so special?
They have lights that are literally, that look like flowers or carrots or eggplants and...
Carrot lights?
<That's really cool.
laughs> Christmas That's pretty carrot good. Lights. All right.
That's pretty
I'll
good.
I'll look them up. Thank you.
I gotta say, I really like Fort Collins too. I mean, that is a cool little town.
Yeah.
There was a thing a few years ago where Fort Collins was one of the number one retirement towns in America. I don't know if it's still in the top three or four, but at one point it was like one of the top three cities in America where people were retiring to.
Just looking to settle down and keep things quiet right next to a frat house.
Yeah, exactly. I think you want to be a few blocks away from CSU, but still. Heather, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. 10 seconds. Your letter is L, as in love. L.
Okay.
Now, try to give us, in 10 seconds, five animals that begin with an L. It can be anything in the animal kingdom that start with the letter L. Ready and go.
Lion, lemur, llama, leopard, and...
So close!
The rare liger. We needed a liger in there.
A lizard would have completed the
set. That would have been it. Darn it.
You're a good player, though, Heather. That was a tough one, and you did really well.
Thank you.
Well,
have a great day.
You too.
You as well. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Jeremy, say hi to Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're fine.
It's really good.
Yeah. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, I got to visit my grandchildren in Parachute this weekend.
Parachute. How many people live in Parachute?
Three.
Yeah, what do you do when you're there?
Play with the grandchildren.
Yeah, that's it, huh?
That's it.
That is it.
Actually, how did that town get its name? Colorado resident for 30-something years. I have no idea how Parachute got its name.
Either. Having a clue.
Population of 1,300. It is tiny, isn't it?
It's getting bigger.
It's getting bigger.
All right, buddy. Look that up. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
You bet.
All right. 10 seconds. Five famous people. We have to have heard of them. Five famous people named either, and these can be male or female, obviously. Five famous people named Chris or Christopher. Five famous Chris or Christophers. Ready? And go.
Chris Rock, Chris Columbus, Chris Kringle, Christopher Walken, and...
Darn it. Four again.
Another four.
Christopher Reeves.
Oh yeah. I would have accepted Christopher Robin.
Chris Evans.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I'm not a fan of Winnie the Pooh, but...
That was worth a try.
It was. Mike, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, buddy.
You too. Thanks a lot.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Is your name pronounced Aria?
Araya.
Araya. Araya. Very good. Highlight of your weekend, Araya?
Family dinner. We had family dinner over the weekend.
What did you eat?
We had barbecue, pulled pork, and mashed potatoes.
Yum.
Just a buffet of food.
Yeah, that's awesome. I want to roll around
what
in
did
that.
You, what part did you contribute?
The wine.
That a girl.
Yes.
Life of the party right here.
Yes.
Right on.
Oh, that's good. All right, well, you know what? It's fitting, I guess, because your category that I'm going to give you is a food category.
Nice.
In 10 seconds, we would like for you to rattle off five different dairy products. Five dairy products. Ready? And go.
Butter, yogurt, cheese, milk. Oh, gosh.
Dessert. Did she get the cottage in just before the buzzer started?
I think she did.
I think you were saying just as the buzzer
just
started.
Just as it hit.
And we treat this like basketball, where if the shot leaves your hand,
shot was up,
and the buzzer goes off before the ball goes through the net, it still counts. And I think
you got it.
It makes you a winner. I was trying to steer you towards ice cream, but
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Right,
cottage cheese,
it.
You bet.
You got it.
Araya, congratulations. If you will please stand by, Josh will kindly come along and tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. For everybody else who's on hold,
tomorrow.
Dang it, we'll try again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.